Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You heard Domati Pongo earlier today. Let's listen to him again from WGN Radio News. You can read his story in today's Chicago Sun-Times, too. Hi, Domati. How are you?
I'm good, John. How you doing?
Good. You are in Memphis. Ryan is there, too. Where exactly are you right now?
Right now, I ran back to the hotel to make sure I had a good reception to be able to call you. But just prior to that, I was at the National Civil Rights Museum at the Lorraine Hansberry Hotel.
I see. Yeah, that's quite the shrine's not the right word, but a lot of people are attracted to that. A lot of people go there, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Right now, it's been transformed into what almost looks like a concert venue. There's a high stage. There are hundreds of people out there now. At this point, I expect hundreds more to be coming out there, if not close to 1,000, if not more than 1,000. There were marches earlier this morning. I talked a bit about this, about the labor unions organizing marches to recreate the very same march the sanitation workers did 50 years ago yesterday and when they were conducting their strike. And now there are going to be a number of speakers. Performances are happening right now. It feels like a mixture between a rally, a concert, and a call to action.
Yeah, I heard you talking earlier, and a lot of the shows have. Steve Cochran was talking about this too. You know, what's the appropriate attitude or emotion? Is it celebratory, or is it sad, or is it, you know, action-oriented? I guess it's a little bit of all of those things, huh?
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's so interesting because depending on who you ask, that's the answer you get. And I think what's so interesting about it is it also – the speakers, the lens through which they see the world, the moves with which they speak, really determines and kind of sets the mood for the audience. Like tonight, the keynote speaker will be Reverend Michael Flager. Chicago is well represented out here in Memphis tonight. And Father Mike said, you know, I don't know if I deserve this honor. I don't know if I should be speaking, but I don't know if many people know how he wouldn't be a priest if not for the Reverend Dr. King. And I imagine that his remarks will largely speak to this idea of hope, this idea of allyship and inclusiveness. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the mood changes once he begins to speak at 5:30 tonight.
He's an interesting representation of the inclusiveness ideal. You know, to be honest with you, I forgot that when he gave the mountaintop speech, Martin Luther King, that it was in front of sanitation workers. I love that something that is that beautiful was given to people who you might say on the economic scale were lowly. You know, not only were they Black Americans, but probably and not paid well, but you know, who aspires to be a garbage truck man? And yet there they were, and Martin Luther King gave them that speech. How fantastic is that? You know,
that's remarkable, and it's right in step with what King would say. He'd say, whether you are a street sweeper, whether you are a garbage man, whatever it is that you want to do, you have to absolutely do it to the best of your ability. If you're going to clean the streets, say, I'm going to be the best doggone street cleaner that ever existed. And so he really regarded every single person as he would regard himself. And it was actually a pivot from not only focusing on racial issues, but he began this poor people's campaign.
Right,
and
right.
What brought him to Memphis, sanitation workers, they had these poor working conditions. The two individuals actually died because the mechanism that they used to put the trash in the trucks actually failed, causing them to lose their lives. And you know, he said, okay, enough is enough. And he got to the point where human lives weren't valued based on what your socioeconomic status was. And he felt that was just wrong. You know, you bring a good point up with that.
Our Domati Pongo is in Memphis. I got to go, Domati, but 3:00 Central Time, things start to get going again. That's when some of these events actually start.
Yeah, really quick. Let me squeeze this in. 3 o'clock, things really begin to kick off. Some of the speakers will be, actually, she spoke earlier, Tamika Mallory, who was one of the leaders in the Women's March. A lot of people have been talking about the Women's March and the youth who have been marching for gun control advocacy and how those movements intersect with Dr. King's. Speaking tonight, of course, Father Michael Flager, Dr. Michael Eric Dyson, and a number of other speakers and modern-day civil rights leader carrying a torch for Dr. King. So we'll be back there, and in my series tomorrow, I'll recap what happened today.
In today's Chicago Sun-Times, your story begins, Dad, don't go. Well done, my friend. We'll visit with you later.
Thank you. Thank you.